Going back to a noise that we spoke about twice already recently, and that is the sugi of chatzishir as it conflates with the laws of shvuos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, this is Perikei Halacha Zayin, says shvuos shaloi oichal kol shehu minevelos v'treifas. If a person swears, I will not eat a kol shehu of nevelos and treifas. V'ochal pachas mikazayis, and he ended up eating a kol shehu or less than a kazayis, chayiv. He's chayev for the Isra Shvua. Sharei enoi mushba al chatzishir me'ar Sinai. And the reason is because he's not a mushba va'oymed al chatzishir. Being that he's not a mushba va'oymed al chatzishir, it's for that reason he is going to be chayev. So again, a person swore that he's not going to eat a kolshu of nevelos and treifos, and he went ahead and he ate a kolshu of nevelos and treifos. Taloch is his chayev. He violated the shvua, sharei enoi mushba al chatzishir meharsin. Because even though a person is a mushba va'oymed, not to eat nevelos and treifos, but he's not a mushba va'oymed al chatzishir. The makar to the Rambam is a gemara that we saw three times. On daf chav aleph on the base, on daf chav beis on the base, and on daf chav gimel on the base. You don't see this every day. But it was an identical gemara that we saw three dafin in a row, where the gemara brought the mishnah that says, shvua she loy oichal nevelos treifos katzim v'ramasim. The chachamim say you're chayiv, and Reb Shimon says you're potter. The gemara said bishlam. Reb Shimon holds you're potter because you're a mushba va'oymed not to eat nevelos treifos katzim v'ramasim. But the chachamim say you're chayiv. How could you be chayiv? You're a mushba va'oymed, and if you're a mushba va'oymed, the shvua shouldn't be chal. And the gemara said two terutzim. Rav Ushmu v'Rav Yoichin on the Amri Travayu is be'isa koilel. Reish Lakish said that Alibi de Rabbanon, it's talking about where you were mefarish, that you want the shvua to be chal even on pachas mikashir, and being that on pachas mikashir, you're not a mushba va'oymed, so it's for that reason the shvua is going to be chal on pachas mikashir. L'chayra, the Rambam is paskening Reish Lakish's halacha, which the Gemara mentioned three times, that the chachamim in the Mishnah hold shvua shaloi oichal, Nevel treifish katzim v'ramasim, where the shvua was mefurish on a pachas mikashir, it's chal. You're not a mushba va'oymed. That is the halacha of the Rambam. Stating that, freitikas a mishnah and eisen akasha. He says that's pasha to me, or at least I would have thought that when Reish Lakish said that pshan in the chachamim, that a person who swears on pachas mikashir, the halacha is he going to be chayiv? You're not a mushba va'oymed mar Sinai, is because it's Reish Lakish l'shitas, who holds chatzishir is mutam anatayr. No, this we know this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish yumad afayin dal. Chatzishir mutam anatayr, chatzishir asam anatayr. Reish Lakish holds chatzishir is mutam anatayr. Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzishir is asam anatayr. Says the Kesef Mishnah l'chayr is poshet that when Reish Lakish said that the shvu is chal when you swore a pachas mikashir, it's l'shitasa because he holds chatzishir is mutam anatayr. I mean the chatzishir is mutam anatayr. So kumtais on a pachas mikashir, you're not a mushba va'oymed. So it's for that reason the shvu is going to be chal. About limited Rabbi Yochanan. Who holds a chatzishir is asam anatayra, just like you're a mushba va'oymed on a full shir, you're a mushba va'oymed on a chatzishir as well. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the shir is only negayah the lav. It's only negayah the malchus. I'm sorry. It's negayah the chiyuvim and the oinchin. Abibos is negayah the iser, chatzishir is asam anatayra. And if that's the case, l'chayr is pashit, you should be a mushba va'oymed for that as well. If that's the case, Freitik has a Mishnah, the Rambam Lishitasa, who we know throughout Shas Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzishir is Asmanat Torah, how could he say Reish Lakish is Teretz? It's true, the Rambam's quoting a Gemara, that's in three places in Shas. Abul Khair, that Gemara Reish Lakish said, and he said a Lishitasa that he holds Chatzishir is Mutamanat Torah. Abul the Rambam who Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzishir is Asmanat Torah, had no business ever saying this Psak. It's Freitik has a Mishnah, L'chayr it's a Stiris Aram. How could the Rambam pass in Reish Lakish as Allah in Shvuos Chav Aleph Chav Beis Chav Gimel? That if somebody swears that he won't eat a kosher nevelos treifos katzim v'ramasim, and he eats, the halacha is he's over the shvua because he's not a mushba va'oymed on chatzishir. If the Rambam also passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzishir, either Gemara it's Reish Lakish l'shitas, or it's chatzishir, it's mutam in atayr. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's muchach from here that the Rambam held that although in the Gemara it's Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, who gave this eitzah to say pshan the chacham in the Mishnah, it was not Reish Lakish l'shitasa. And the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan would be moide to it as well. And even though Rabbi Yochanan knows the chatzishir is asam in Torah, but it's still true that on a chatzishir you're not a mushba va'oymed. So Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzishir asam in Torah, but at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Isser or shvua could be chal on Issa Chatzishir, and the reason is because you're not a mushba va'oymed mehar Sinai when it comes to Issachatzishet. The truth is, this Kesef Mishnah is Mefurish in the Rishonim, here in the Sugya of Shvur Shayim Basra. In fact, Tosfos himself says it twice. Tosfos says it on Daf Chafal from the base, and Tosfos says it on Daf Chav Gimel. Tosfos says it on Daf Chav Beis on the base, and Tosfos says it on Daf Chav Gimel on the base. Two times in the Sugya, Tosfos says this Yisai. Tosfos says that even though Rish Lakish is the one that said that Shvur Shalai Eichal Neveil Shevich Chatzim Ramasim is Chal, if you Mefarish Pachas Mikashir, and who was the one who said it? Rish Lakish. It's not Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan would be made to it. In fact, Tosfos brings a Rai, because the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis said, why did Rish Lakish not hold like Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and why did Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan not hold like Rish Lakish? And the Gemara came up with a reason why Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Rish Lakish. Hey, Tosfos, why did the Gemara say more Pashit as it relates to Rabbi Yochanan and Akapanim? That you want to know where Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Rish Lakish? He didn't learn like Rish Lakish because he holds Chatzis Shiyas Asam in HaTorah. So if Chatzis Shiyas Asam in HaTorah, just like you're a Mushbav Oymed on a Shir, you're a Mushbav Oymed on a Chatzis Shir as well. And if you're a Mushbav Oymed on a Chatzis Shir, so that's why you couldn't learn like Rish Lakish. So it says Tosfos that from the fact that the Gemara didn't say, that Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan and why he didn't learn like Rish Lakish is because it's Lishitatze Chatzis Shiyas Asam in HaTorah, Vais Tos, this territory Rish Lakish, even though it would have been so geschmack to say it's Rish Lakish L'Shitasai, really is not necessarily Rish Lakish L'Shitasai. This teretz of Rish Lakish is true, even Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan, even if Yol Chatzis Shir Asman. Why? Says Tosfos, because Chatzis Shir is an Isura Ba'alma, the Einoi Mush B'Vayim Me'ar Sinai. Says much as Chatzis Shir is Asman HaTorah, but at the same time, you're not considered a Mush B'Vayim Me'ar Sinai. So the question is why? Why not? If Chatzis Shir is Asam in HaTorah, and we were Mushbav Oymim Me'ar Sinai to keep all the Mishpatei HaTorah, so why would we not be considered a Mushbav Oymim Me'ar Sinai when it comes to Chatzis Shir? So the truth is, if you take a look at the Ran, and this is in the Chedushei HaRan, right here in our Sugya, it's in Shvuas Daf, Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the Ran has a very, very long Arichos. First, the Ran says that it could be that the reason that there's no says the Ran that Pshat is based on something that I said already in my Pirish on the Sechtus Nadarim, the Ran and Nadarim, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. And that is that when Klai Yisrael swore at Har Sinai, they only swore regarding things that are Mefurish in the Torah. But they never swore regarding things that were not Mefurish in the Torah. The Shvur was only on Dvarim and Mefurashim B'Torah. But the Shvur was not regarding Dvarim She'enu Mefurashim B'Torah. And being that Chatzis Shir Asam HaTorah is not from a Riboy, it says, Kol Chelev L'Rabbis Chatzis Shir, right? There's also a Svar, Chazik L'Tzarufei, how do you merge and integrate the two things, Dvar Matikin? But the bottom line is that being that it's not Mefurash in the Torah, Chatzis Shir, it's only learned out from a Limud, Kum Tais, it's not Mefurash in the Torah. And being that it's not Mefurash in the Torah, there was no Shvuas Har Sinai. And says the Ran, this is a Raya Gedoyla to my side. And that's the Pshat. Pshat is Avada, there's an Issatei Reis of Chatzis Shir, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. But at the same time, there was no Shvuas Har Sinai. Because Mushbeva Oymed was only on Dvarim HaMefurash in HaTorah. And being that this was not Mefurash in the Torah, it's for that reason this is not included. Now, where did the Ran say this very, very famously in Masechta Nesedarim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph? So the Gemara over there says, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, one of the most famous lines in Masechta Nesedarim. Ha'oymer Ashkin Ve'eshne Perek Zeh. If somebody says, I'm going to wake up early in the morning, Fatuks, and I'm going to learn this Perek, Eshne Masechta Zu, Neder Gadol Nadal Eleke Yisrael. Freit the Gemara, what are you talking about? That's a Neder? A person makes a Neder, or it's a Shvur, right? A person makes a Neder, a Shvur, that I'm going to learn Masechta Zu, Perek Zeh. It Valoy Mush Bevoimen Me'ar Sinayhu, Ve'in Shvur, Chalal Shvur, says the Gemara, Hakamashma, Satra. Because Kivan, the Bible, Patin, Natra, Kirish, Mashach, Svarvis, a person has a chiv to learn Torah. But what's the chiv to learn Torah? Vidibart the bomb, Vishiftacha beveisach, of Lachta Berech, right? Uvishach becha uv kumech, right? That's really the punchline. Uvishach becha uv kumech. You have to learn in the morning, you can learn at night. And you can be yoitz to that with saying Kirish, Mashach, Svarvis. So really, you have no chiv to learn Perigzem Masech Tzu. You have a chiv to say Kriyash Mashachis Varvis. Mishum Hachi Chayil Shvu Alel. It's for that reason the Shvu is Chal, and that's a Neder Gadol Nada Lelikei Yisrael. This is not only a Shvu that's Chal; it's a Neder Gadol Nada Lelikei Yisrael. Freak the Ran. Seriously, all I have to do is say Kriyash Ma in the morning, Kriyash Ma at night, and I'm good to go. Right? They didn't tell me that in yeshiva. Faith, what's going on over here? And besides, says the Ran, everyone knows, it says, v'shinantam levanecha, divrei Torah has to be mechudadim beficha. A yid has to know Torah. A yid has to learn mesechtes. Right? One day they're going to ask you, right? It has to be Talmudah b'yodai. A yid has to learn in Torah. What do you mean? You can't be yoytzer with kriyash mashachas v'arvis. And it's a drasha, v'shinantam levanecha, shiyah divrei Torah mechudadim beficha. Says the Ran, it's true. There's a din day raisa, shiyah divrei Torah. Being that you can part yourself for what it says mefurish in the Torah, the Hainu b'shach b'chol kumecha b'kriyash mashachas v'arvis mishum hachin shchala shvul oleh legamri. I feel the carbon. V'hainu dekamar ned degadal kloy melachol dinav kedvar reshus. V'kvar kosafti zeshom b'rayos gemurois b'siyata d'shmayo. Says the Ran, I have rayos gemurois to this. In Shvushdayim Basra, you know what the greatest raya that the Ran brings is? This raya. From the fact that it's mavu in the cheshbon of the sugi that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatz yishir asam in HaTorah, could have been moida to Reish Lakish, who holds that the shvuk b'chal chatz yishir ayur amushba v'ayimit. This is the raya gemura, to his yisoid, that he referenced in Nidarim Dav Ches Amud Aleph, that even though Chas Yishir is also in HaTorah, but there's no Mushba V'Oimed Me'ar Sinai when it comes to Chas Yishir also in HaTorah. This is the grossiest side of the Ran, Nidarim Dav Ches, Shavuos Dav Chav Gimel, it's Muchach in the Shittas HaRambam, it's Muchach in the Tosfosin throughout the Sugya, that even though Chas Yishir is also in HaTorah, but at the same time, you're not a Mushba V'Oimed on Chas Yishir. And the reason you're not a Mushba V'Oimed on Chas Yishir is because of the fact that it's not Mufurish Bakra. And this is the Chiddush of the Ran, that the Shavuos HaSinai was only on things that are Mufurash and Bakra, but something that's not Mufurish Bakra is not going to be included with this. So I just want to end this read by with one Ha'ara. Just put out a Ha'ara, V'tein L'chachem V'yech Gemoy. It's Pashit, but for some reason, this Ha'ara bothered me a lot. Just one Ha'ara, maybe it's a Tois, but one Ha'ara. And that is, the Ran is saying that Issachatz Yishir is not Mufurish B'Torah. Why is Issachatz Yishir not Mufurish in the Torah? Let's pick an Issa. Let's pick the Issa Nevela. It says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat Nevela. It says anything about a Shir in the Torah? It says, thou shalt not eat Nevela. That's all it says. Right? That's what it says. In fact, what's the Makar to Kazayas? Right? The Shir is Kazayas, right? Where does it come from? It's Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai. The Gemara says it in a bunch of places. And even though we know it's learned from the Pasuk of the Shivas Aminim, Eretz Chita, right? But Chazal say, really, it's Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai. And the Pasuk's in Asmach Tabalm, right? Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai. This is that Gemara that comes up in a bunch of places. So the bottom line is, really, the whole Kazayas is Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai. Okay, so you'll tell me, L'Chaira, that even though it's not mefurish in the Torah, kizayis, but the halacha l'moed shemisinai is the taich of the pasuk. I mean, that's how you taich the pasuk. Right? It's the taich. Thou shalt not eat means thou shalt not eat kizayis. And really, achila is always the kizayis. Right, the lashon ha-mishnah, hecha motzinu, achila, that's pachas mekizayis. I think that's very reasonable. That's very reasonable. But let's dig a little bit deeper over here. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Chatz yishir mutar min ha-Torah or chatz yishir asur min ha-Torah. What's the yisoid of the machlokes? We know this shiurim. So what's the shayla of chatz yishir mutar asur? The shayla is, the shir was said with regards to the ikur iser, or was the shir said with regards to the oynish? Right, that's the shayla. Reish Lakish holds chatz yishir mutar min ha-Torah. That shir, that's Allah l'moish mi-Sinai, is governing the iser. Rabbi Yochanan holds chatz yishir asur min ha-Torah. The shir was said with regards to the oynish. Let's say Sazai. That's Pashit, Aliba the Reish Lakish. When the Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai gave me a shear of Kazayas, and it says, thou shalt not eat Nevelot Kazayas. Thou shalt not eat Gatsav Ramasim, it's Kazayas. Thou shalt not eat Chazer and Treif, that's all because Kazayas. That's teaching up the Icarus. That when the Torah says, don't eat it, what the Torah is saying is, do not eat a Kazayas. It's Mefurish Bekra. That's clear. That's what the Rishayin of Manaming on. It's Mefurish Bekra that thou shalt not eat a Kazayas. If you less than a kazayis, Torah never said it's aser. It's mutter. Now, mit Rabbanan it's aser, but mit the Reiser, Reish Lakish Shittas Chatz Yishir is mutter min ha-Torah. Aber was ist mit Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatz Yishir is aser min ha-Torah. Aye tu klorit stotem. Is pshat that Rabbi Yochanan learned up the halacha l'moish mi-Sinai the same way Reish Lakish did? That the halacha l'moish mi-Sinai is coming to, and the halacha l'moish mi-Sinai is telling me that the shir is what governs the lav, and the lav is only if you eat the shir. So if you eat Pachas Mikasher, you did not violate the law and the Torah of thou shalt not eat Nevela. Thou shalt not eat Katzer and Mosim. Thou shalt not eat Chazer and Teref. You didn't violate it. You didn't violate it. Nervous, I grab the hold as a rebuy in the pasuk of Kol Chalev, mit das Svorif and Chazilitz Darufe, that teaches me that I feel Wachi, all the Chatzi Shears are awesome in Atari. Now, is it only Suri Achilu, or that Shabbos? Well, that's the whole raid. But the bottom line is, there's a new rebuy. Oye Shloima, Rabbi Yochanan fundamentally learned Aloch Alamoish Mishinai differently than Rish Lakish did. He held the whole Aloch Alamoish Mishinai was only said regarding the Einish. That the Einish of Malkis and Karbonois and Vusin Egei Chiyuvim, there was never said a halacha l'moshe misina. It's rather true if you're honest. So it was never said a halacha l'moshe misina. If it was never said a halacha l'moshe misina, that means when a person eats a chatz yishir of nevela, he's over the lav in the Torah. Don't eat nevela. And if a person eats a chatz yishir of shkatzim and masim and chazir and treif, he's over the lav in the Torah that says don't eat shkatzim and masim, don't eat chazir and treif. Again, klar. According to Reish Lakish, the halacha l'moish misinai is a halacha that tightens up the whole issa. It's a pirish on the lav. Because chatzish is mutman atayris. Obviously, kezayis is being mefarish the whole lav. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we know chatzish is asa man atayris. It's like, yesh lachkar. Is pshat Rabbi Yochanan that he holds like Reish Lakish that the halacha l'moish misinai is mefarish the lav? And if you would eat less than a shear, there is no lav. Stating that there's a new external ribui called Chasin Shirasa Man HaTorah and says, I'll call Chalev Chasin Shirasa, you're going to be Chayev, or at the very least you're being over an Isser. Or no, could be he fundamentally disagrees with the Geder, the mechanics of the Halacha L'moshe Misinai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha L'moshe Misinai was only Mafkia the Chiyuvim. It was never Mafkia the Iker Isser. And it's for that reason Chasin Shirasa Man HaTorah. Now you're going to tell me, what do you mean? The whole halacha of Chatzis Shas Min HaTorah is learned from Kol Chelev. Kol Chelev is the gilu. You had to understand halacha l'moish misinai. Kol Chelev is megalatos. That the way you understand the halacha l'moish misinai is, right, they talk to each other, to Yudua. And it's telling the halacha l'moish misinai that the halacha l'moish misinai is only governing the chiyuv. The halacha l'moish misinai is not going to govern the underlying, the halacha l'moish misinai is not going to govern the underlying love. And that means I think there's a lot of nafkaminas. A lot of nafkaminas. Let's just, right, we could think together, right? What would be a nafkamina? If somebody is mechal Shabbos pachas mikasher. If someone's mechal Shabbos pachas mikasher, it's mefurish Rashi, regarding the malach of Beirer, malach of Afia, malach of Bishel, that if somebody is mechal Shabbos pachas mikasher, he's over chatzit shirasa min atayra. Is that person considered a mumer mechal Shabbos? If he does it with farhesia. Was he over loisasa kol malacha? If the Issa Loisasa Kol Malacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, was said even by Pachas Mikasher, I could hear maybe, yeah. I Chatzis Shir is no Chiyuvim, okay, you're not Chayv Skila, but you're a Mumel L'chal Shabbos, and if you did it before Hesya, I know, could be your Shechita is not a Shechita, could be your Yayin is going to be Yayin Esech, right? Maybe you're not Mitzdar Flaminia and all the Shuvas from Moshe, I don't know, maybe it's going to end up being a problem, I can hear it. But if Avada, if a person does a malacha pachas mikasher, you weren't over loisasa kol malacha. There's a new external idea called chatzis shiras min atayra. If you're being over chatzis shiras min atayra, you're not going to be a mumel chal Shabbos. Another example. What if somebody made a shvua shloi oicha? Right? The Rambam Shita is, we pass like the Chachamim, the Isser is only because I saw like Rabbi Akiva, Allah Rabbi Akiva, Mechaveir, Velem Mechaveir, and then you did less than a shir. So we made a big deal about this Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, pachas mikasher, there's chatzis shir when it comes to shvua. Were you over a shvua? The Sar Mishtaleach is a mechaper for you only if you do tshuva or even if you don't do tshuva. The Rambam said the Sar Mishtaleach was mechaper for Issa Kalis, Avilu Kishalayas tshuva, Issa Chamurais, you have to do tshuva. Were you over the Issa Shvua? Or were you not over the Issa Shvua? I hear two klarot sdotim. Just being honest. I hear two ways you can learn this. Two mahalchim. Is the gather of the Chatzishir that's also a libid Rabbi Yochanan, you take over this Issa? Because why? Because the whole halacha Moshe Misina Alibid Rabbi Yochanan was said men nisht with regards to the chiyuvim. Or no, he learned up Rabbi Yochanan and did the halacha Moshe Misina the same exact way Rish Lakish did. It's mafkia legamri. Narvas sedo anaya parsha called chatzis shir asa min atayra, and that's up anaya iser. L'chayr in the Ran, it's muchach. It's muchach in the Ran. It's muchach in the Ran like that all the time. I think because if you're going to tell me that really, Rabbi Yochanan holds that being that the halacha l'moshe misinai is only negeir the oynish, kumta is the halacha l'moshe misinai is only talking to the chiyuvim, it's not talking to the ikar iser. Well, then it comes out that the ikar lav of shkatzim, remasim, nevelos, and treifas is mefurish in the Torah even for chatzis shir, because the whole afka was only regarding the chiyuv. Abavas is negay in the iser; it's mefurish in the Torah. And by the way, just to state the obvious, even though there's no oynish, who cares, right? In the world of mushba va'oymed, we don't care if there's an oynish. Lavshein by ma'isa is mushba va'oymed. Lavshein itik lasei, right? The sugis of enes achalz, all these sugis, that doesn't matter. So the bottom line is that so it's just a detail. There's grabbing no oynish because there's a loch l'meish misina that says you need a shir. Oh, but the lav is mefurish in the Torah. Oh, but the chayr is mefur klo rochel bitcha ktana in this ran, and that's the chayr the beer in Tosfos, and the chayr does the beer in the Rambam, the way the Kasmish explains the Rambam, that the gather of Rabbi Yochanan's chatzi shir is that it's not mush bevoimik because it's not mefurish b'Torah. If chatzi shir is not mefurish in the Torah, I think it means that the gather of Issa Chatzis Shir is this new Issa called Chatzis Shir. The Emma says, I was ma'ayin a little bit, mamish a little bit, but I found that the Mishlo Melech, in the beginning of Hilchas Chometz Umatu, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, it's going on a famous Rambam, where the Rambam brings a special pasuk for Chatzis Shir as it relates to Chometz, and everyone asks the Kashka, especially by Tzorachim, why need a special pasuk for Chometz? Typically, everybody knows Chatzis Shir is Asman HaTorah, and he brings a Re'im, where the Re'im says, Klor the other time. Their aim says that the gather of Chatzis Shir, Asim and Atayr, is that the whole halacha l'moish b'sinai was only said regarding the chiyuvim. The lav is a mafurish halav. One other marimakim, there's a chuvas harashba. When someone asked the rashba, this is a chelik aleph, it's in simen tof lamites. Sha'alta, mai zeh tam Chatzis Shir, Asim and Atayr, ve'im by Malkus. Shekivin she'aser, kfar huzarnu, alachi losoy. The shayla asked the rashba, I don't know how to make sense of Chatzis Shir, Asim and Atayr. It doesn't make any sense. The Pasha has no havan in the world. Because if there's a lav, Chatzis Shir, Asim and Atayr, then by definition, it has to be Malkus. Right, when do you get Malkus? When you're over in Azara. So the shayla, like, very tmimistic, asked the rashba, he said, I just don't understand. You're telling me you have a lav, if you have a lav. And the rashba said a whole teretz. The rashba said it was like a teretz. What do you mean? The kash is dead on arrival, so sheiches. There's no lav by Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir Asman HaTorah is besides a naya iser, maybe. But to get that vorum is that really the halacha l'moshe b'sinai was mafkia, even the Chatzis Shir from the lav. The Rashba was working with this kash. It's clear that there's another way to look at this. Again, just it's a ha'ara. There's a lot to say on this. It's a very nuanced hakira. But just the muscharishin, all the rishonim are naming on for a double pasha, the Chatzis Shir is not mafurish b'kra. I just think it's worth going Oysa Shalom, taking three steps back and saying, really, it's so poshut? Doesn't say the word kezayis in the Torah. It's only from Allah l'mesh misina. Okay, so you'll tell me that's enough for it to be mefurish b'Torah. But a step weiter, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Allah l'mesh misina is taka only the gay of the chiyuvim. So if it's only the gay of the chiyuvim, maybe klapit the iser, it is mefurish in the Torah. Good, mekenzich dingin, you can hear svaros all over the place. Again, tein l'chalchem yech gemoyin, and we're going to stop here.